Let's go to Jamal Simmons, host at Hill TV, Democrat, and also Republican strategist John Brabender. Jamal, what do you think happened in Florida? Why didn't Gillum win, and why did Nelson do better than Gillum?
Well, I'm standing here in the Tallahassee airport after being outside in the rain last night in Florida. Listen, I think that the people are sussing through right now all the results to see what really happened and who did well and who didn't, who performed well and who didn't. You can't take race out of this equation. What we saw in a really interesting, you talked about this a second ago, the numbers of people who were with Senator Nelson and holding on to Senator Nelson while Andrew Gillum was just doing a little bit worse. We also saw people, you know, I think there were three Democratic races, that were three congressional races down ballot people were paying attention to. Two of those races turned out well for the Democrats, including Donna Shalala. Maybe it usually doesn't go that way. It usually goes top of the ticket, does pretty well, and then people down ballot do a little worse, but that's not the way it worked out.
Yeah, we want to also ask John Brabender to weigh in. And John, perhaps you want to comment on Florida, but I really want to ask you about Attorney General Jeff Sessions, essentially fired. Is this the right move for the president today? Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I think it's a better move after the election than the day before the election. But with that said, he's the one who picked Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions was an early supporter, but I don't think it was a surprise to anybody that the president was, they knew he was disappointed with Jeff Sessions. We knew that there was a lot of pressure on Jeff Sessions to leave. It's my understanding that it was Kelly that went and told Jeff Sessions earlier today. And so, after an election, after a midterm, it's not unusual for the White House to start cleaning house a bit. I think this was their top priority. I think the mistake's going to be if people start making these broad assumptions that this is some way to start to end the Mueller probe. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we know that. I think that's a broad jump to go to that conclusion at this point.
And would that be a mistake in your mind?
In my mind, it would be. I think that people want to let that play out. I think Mueller has enough credibility. However, I do think people, particularly with the election of Nancy Pelosi now in charge, are worried that this is going to become the most litigious legislative body ever in trying to become more the justice and prosecutorial department rather than the House of Representatives. And so it is going to be interesting to see where this plays out. And Donald Trump, I think earlier today, was very clear in saying, if they want to work together and get things done, I'm all for it. I'll be there. But if they are just going to start probe after probe, we're going to do the same thing with their behavior.
Well, and we remember that when Republicans controlled the House, I don't know how many investigations there were of the Benghazi situation. But Jamal, what do you think that this Sessions resignation means, and are you worried?
Listen, I think Donald Trump is going to be sorry about the overhead here.
It's okay. The flight to Pittsburgh is leaving now.
Yes, exactly. Donald Trump is going to be Donald Trump, and he's going to continue to do the things that made him popular. I just don't want to leave the elections just yet, because I think Democrats had a really good day yesterday, and I think we can't we lost a couple of big marquee races. But there were seven gubernatorial pickups. That's going to matter a lot when it comes to redistricting. And in my home state of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer won the governor's race, but you also had women win the attorney general's race and the secretary of state's race, and you had the first black lieutenant governor. And again, in Wisconsin, you had the first other black lieutenant governor. And you had the first Muslim Americans who won in Minnesota for Congress, Minnesota and Michigan. I think that what happened again is not just a blue wave. It kind of was a red, white, and blue surge among the Democrats to take America to a place where we have more diverse officials. And listen, even though Andrew Gillum lost and Stacey Abrams is having a tough time, we have some new Democratic stars out there. I mean, Beto O'Rourke is not going anywhere. He's a young man. So is Andrew. If the Democrats run for president in 2020, or when they do, we've got some great surrogates and maybe a couple of cabinet members, and we'll see what they do in the future.
Well, John Brabender, sum up your side. Go ahead.
Well, look, I feel like we're giving out a lot of participation trophies here. I mean, there certainly wasn't a wave. I'm not even sure there was a wink. Wait a minute. I let you say what you thought. I mean, look, if there's another Supreme Court justice nominated, I assure you, you're not going to look back at these elections when that's happening in the Senate and saying this was a great day for the Democrat Party. The truth of the matter is there were less than half of a change in the House of Representatives than there was 2 years in the President Obama. Yeah. Historically, what we saw yesterday was very traditional, and you would have expected to do much, much better in the Senate than we saw, with the Republicans picking up probably minimally three seats.
But John Brabender, are you worried about how well progressives did in Texas, you know, in Florida, in Georgia, seating, bringing so many more Democrats into the fold, into the booths for 2020?
Well, but still, it's not like there is this big wave where that happened. In fact, let's not forget to add that there are certain Democrats that actually only got elected because they weren't progressives. I think Conor Lamb is the perfect example. He's very close to being a Republican, got elected in a swing district because they don't like to support progressives. And so to believe that there is this big movement within the country as of a progressive, I think, is wrong. Are there pockets within the Democratic Party?
No.
Absolutely. But to call yesterday in any way a big victory for the Democrats, I think, is beyond support.
Jamal, take 30 seconds.
Winning seven governorships matters. Putting 100, we're going to have the largest class of women in the House ever. It'll be 100 women in the House, House of Representatives, the first Muslim, the first, six Democratic veterans won their contested elections, Native Americans. I mean, this is a very big statement by the American people that we want to have an America where everybody gets to participate. Well, meanwhile, the Republicans, just for the record, the Republicans who have people like Nikki Haley and,
okay, we're gonna have to,
and a bunch of others. Hold on.
We're going to wrap it up.
They had no candidates of color running for governor yesterday.
Your plane is leaving.
Women to the Senate,
Jamal,
you know.
Your plane is leaving. Look, John Brabender, you're right. The Republicans held on to the Senate, and we're going to leave it at that. Jamal Simmons, John Brabender, thank you.
Thank you.